Greetings. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The first day of November 2024, Friday. And we are 4 days away from, well, the election, but we won't know who the president will be. This is going to be a long, drawn-out matter. The final presidential season in the United States of America, the last election for president in this country. There's talk about who the candidates in the 2028 presidential race would be. Donald Trump won't be in it. Kamala won't be in it. Liz Cheney, forget about her. Really, in both parties, Republican and Democrat parties, there really aren't, or there isn't, a candidate in either party in the next election season, which would be 2028. This is the final election season right now in this country. This is it. This is the final cast your vote for the president that you would like, the individual you would like to be, that you would pick to be president. I wish that weren't the case. It would be wonderful if the United States, if we could continue as a nation for the next 100 years. We won't continue as a nation for the next 50, the next 20, or the next decade. We're in the final 8 years before Christ returns. This is the last election season for president in the United States of America. Wish that weren't the case. There aren't any candidates available to run in 2028. The new, with on the Republican side, J.D. Vance, he would probably be one of the candidates. But the thing is, there will be no presidential race. So Vance is out. Mr. Kennedy, he's out. Democrat Buttigieg is out. The guy from California, the California governor, he's out. Polis is out. Jared Polis will never run for president. I'm trying to think of the governor of California, Nancy Pelosi's nephew. The Pelosi dynasty is over. It's about to end. Almost had his name. I don't like him, so I don't want to remember his name. You remember the names of people that you generally that you like. Oh, I almost had his name anyhow because it's important that I remember. Jared Polis, he can forget all plans, every intention, every hope to run for president. Again, Buttigieg, all the Democrat hopefuls. Okay, so, and it would be you know, it'd be reasonable to think that there would be a 2028 election, because that's been, you know, how are we going to change what happens in this country? You can't change it, you think. Well, it's going to change. This is it. Trump will not resume power. Harris will not be the first female president of the United States of America. America will never have a female president. You know, for the intelligent women in this country, well, maybe not the intelligent, the women in this country in general, they realize that this is a man's world. It's just that way. The unwritten laws in corporations, never a female president will ever be listed on all of the list of presidents of the United States of America. The one that came the closest, the female, would be Hillary Clinton. But even Clinton, eventually, she was thrown under the bus, because she wasn't the best candidate. She was for the globalists. But the American people did get to vote one time to choose a president they wanted. They did. We did choose Ronald Reagan. But Ronald Reagan really was a globalist. He was in the pocket of the military-industrial complex. So he really wasn't our choice. The only president, the only real choice the American people have had in the last 7-8 elections since Jimmy Carter was Donald Trump. He was the outsider who ran in the insider camp, but was never an insider. He was always an outsider, and we voted him in, but we won't vote him in, won't be able to vote him in again. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer, or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts.
not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Okay, and I'm going to bring up some things from the past. The John Durham, the Durham Report, or Dunham, sorry, Durham, Dunham. Remember John Dunham? He did the investigation into Russia, Hillary Clinton. She knew what she was doing in the debate with Trump by bringing up the matter of Russian collusion. And Durham, he did the investigation to see if this was true. I'm not a fan of Durham's. I think that he drug this out a little bit too long. There was a Gateway Pundit article last year in May, a year and a half ago. This was Wayne Root. Now, he did an investigation. His investigation was a little more thorough, honest. And the article was Wayne Root, everyone has missed the real revelation of the Durham report. I don't know why I keep saying Dunham. Oh, I know why I say Dunham, because I'm thinking clear in the back of my mind, I'm thinking of Obama. I'm thinking of his mother, Dunham. But I mean Durham. Okay? And Ann Dunham. He says that Obama is the real big guy. Obama is the criminal mastermind. Obama committed treason. And he says that in the Durham report, the canary in the coal mine, it is all Obama. It's always been Obama. Obama is a real big guy. Obama, the real criminal mastermind. Obama was the head of the snake. Obama was the John Gotti of the U.S. government, overseeing a massive criminal conspiracy. Obama was the head of the Obama crime family. He says that the worst part of it all, and this is in 2023, Obama is still in charge. Obama is pulling all the strings. He's the one calling the shots. He's the ventriloquist speaking for the wooden dummy puppet Joe Biden. Obama is the real president of the United States, back for his third term. And Root says that I warned and predicted from the first day that Obama appeared on the scene, that my old Columbia University classmate was a Manchurian candidate, a radical Marxist put in place by the deep state and the globalist billionaires to destroy America. And I remember when, I'm jumping away from the article, I'm adding something. I remember reading the article. George Soros, from a distant, pulling a string, decided that Obama was the individual that it was, you know, Henry Kissinger did not necessarily care or want Obama. And Soros is the one who became, or Obama became the I'm going to find this right word. Obama was the individual that Soros wanted to carry out the Soros plan in this country. Part of the Soros plan, you fund every race for attorney generals. Not only attorney general, what do you call it in each state? The prosecuting attorneys. But Obama was George Soros' pick. Henry Kissinger was not an Obama fan. And so what happened is you have the Rockefellers. Their go-to man was Henry Kissinger. But now, kind of on the fringe of the Rockefeller power structure, you have George Soros. And he's been the power on the fringe, which has influence over European countries. The Rockefellers, more direct control within the United States. Soros, in the Soviet Union, Eastern Europe, Central Europe, Western Europe. Soros wanted his individual, the one that was going to be the go-to guy would be Barack Obama. Okay, now jumping back to the article. So Wayne Root, he says that he had his best-selling book in 2013, and it was called The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. He says, I reported Obama's plan. It was to boil the frog slowly, to destroy America in small steps, to move so slowly that we wouldn't notice we were being destroyed till it was too late. Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton, I'm adding the name, was supposed to finish the job. Hillary's election was to be Obama's third term. And I'm reading from the article. Donald Trump came along, ruined the plan. Trump became the first politician in history to beat the rigged system. That's the best way I could put it. I've been trying to present to you that Trump, as an outsider, working in the world of all of the insiders in real estate, in finance, in that system, though he was not controlled by that system, he was at a distance. He funded Democrat, Republicans, but he was the individual that was the first individual to beat the rigged system. I agree 100%. And that's why Hillary and the Democrats were shocked. Obama rigged it so Hillary could not lose. But you see, outside of time, there is an invisible, I guess you could use the term, the unseen hand, the true unseen hand, not in time, but outside of time. God himself, who was involved in bringing Donald Trump to the presidency in the United States of America. It's in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven final kings, or the seven final presidents of the United States of America. These final seven presidents, and the names of each of the seven, there will only be seven presidents in eight administrations, and Joe Biden is not included. He's an imposter. He is not included in that riddle. The individual first in the riddle, Jimmy Carter. Then Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, Bill Rockefeller Clinton, George Bush Jr. The Bushes, their real names are Scherf. They're from Germany. The Scherfs. Then number six, Barry Satoru. His Christian name, Barack Obama, the Muslim name given to him by his Muslim father. And number seven in the riddle, the legitimate politician, the first to beat the rigged system, who was not supposed to beat the rigged system, but it was Donald J. Trump. He's in the riddle. He's number seven. He's the honorable. He's the noble. You may not think so. We may not think so. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Of the seven, there was one individual that had the personality, the intellect, was educated and handpicked by God to be the seventh individual in that group of seven. He was to be one of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. And it says, five are fallen. That's up to George Bush Jr. One is, that is number six, Barry Satoru. One is yet to come. The one who was to come, Donald Trump. We've already fulfilled all of that history. And he continues a short space. So he doesn't get a full time of power. He's limited. Then number eight, the final administration, the last administration in the United States, one of the previous seven names finishes that, is the ruler, the final ruler of America. It can't be any of the first five. It has to be number six that precedes Donald Trump. And number six sandwiches Donald Trump in between both of his eight-year terms. He gets his initial eight. He gets a final eight in the open, basically in view. And in between that, those two eight-year periods, Donald Trump, though he has really, we are in his administration still, he's just not been able to be seated at the Oval desk, in the Oval Office, the desk in the Oval Office. He continues a short space. So rather than get the full eight, he gets four. But he's still legitimately, biblically, constitutionally, he's still legally the president, though there's an imposter that has moved him out and has been the head of a corporation, not the real president. And in that 8-year between the eight, first and the final eight, in between, in that sandwich time with Donald Trump, he's still involved, interfering with the politics of the United States of America. It's just the way it is. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
Visit knowyourjudge.com
and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
So, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. and the podcast presently until the 11th of November, Monday the 11th, will be aired. The first hour will be aired 6 to 7 after the day of each program on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, 1360 AM. On the 11th, Monday the 11th, starting that week, actually be the 12th, the first hour will be aired the following day at 6 a.m., 6 to 7. Though it may be, let's say, 18 hours, aired 18 hours later, roughly, it's okay. Because you'll get the previous day's program, and then 4 hours later, you get the new program for the day from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So really, I'm going to have three hours on each day's, each day, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, once again, it'll be aired 6 to 7 a.m. Okay, so what am I saying? What am I trying to present to you about Barack Obama? Of the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of the seven kings. That's the way the King James phrases it. In our modern vernacular, it's the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The names of each president is clear, from Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump. There is no Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not mentioned in that riddle. So really, Donald Trump, we are still in legally, in the riddle, still in his administration, though he, it says he continues a short space. He doesn't get his full 8 years. And then when he is finished with that 8-year term, the individual who will resume as the final king or president of America will be Barack Obama. So what am I saying? I'm saying that Barack Obama's coming back. Can we change it? No. Am I sure about this? Yes. Positively sure? Yes. Without a doubt sure? Yes. No mistake? No. I know what the Bible says. I stand on what the Bible says. And the people of America need to believe and know that everything that's documented in God's holy word will stand. Will stand attacks, time, the test of time, can't be changed, must come to pass. If the devil, the children of the devil, if they believe the Bible is true, then why wouldn't the people of the, just in general? You see, the devil worshipers, they believe there's a devil. They believe that Satan exists. They don't like to say they serve Satan. They say, we serve a higher power. We serve Lucifer before he fell in his pristine state. We're Illuminists. We're Illuminati. There's no devil. No, they know there's a devil. They'll lie to you. Their power comes from the devil. They know the Bible's real. That's why they try to change prophecy. Because if they can change prophecy, then they can say that God is not all powerful and he has predicted errantly. So what am I saying about Barack Obama? This individual is in power in one way or another from 2008 to 2032. He is involved in America's destiny for 24 years, from 2008 to 2032. Though he is not in power for 8 years from the time Donald Trump takes office initially to this election, he's not in power openly for this 8-year period. Still, he's influencing everything that happens in this country. During Donald Trump's 4 years when he was in the Oval Office, he was involved with the agencies of continuity of government to attempt to interfere with what Donald Trump needed to do. Donald Trump needed to be the eye of a hurricane to stop the destructive forces of the globalist that preceded him, from Jimmy Carter to Barack Obama. Each of these men were likened to a different aspect of the categories of destruction in a hurricane, from the 40 to 50 mile an hour winds all the way up to 130 to 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, which the destructive forces, globalist forces, affected America in a very, very negative way during Obama's administration. So like a hurricane, 150 mile an hour winds. Donald Trump in the eye of the hurricane. But now the winds of destruction are going to resume. So I'm going to continue to present this to you from a different perspective when I get back to Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Hang on tight.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360KHNC.com. It could change your life.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again? Oh, now I'm
fine. So I think you get the picture. Can we change this? No. Is this true? Yes. Can we prove it? Yes. The Phantom of the Opera. In power. Openly. For 8 years. Quietly for 8 years. In the dark. And then eventually in the open again for roughly another 8 years. Why would I present this to you? Because the American people need to know what's coming. God is, his desire is that the people of America, not only the United States, but the people internationally would know God's intimate revelations, his, what has been kept, you might say, sealed for 2,000 years. He states that there will come a time when all of the riddles, all of the mysteries of the Bible in the book of Revelation and throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament would be the riddles, the parables would be understood, nothing would be concealed, nothing would be hidden. God wants the world to know that before he comes, the world will be turned over into the hands of people who worship the devil, that worship Satan, whether you believe in the devil or not. Eventually you will know. Christ gave a very simple analogy. You know a tree by its fruit. If the tree is a good fruit, if the fruit is good, the tree is good. If the fruit is evil, the tree is evil. All the nations of the world, they have men, leaders, that are evil. Maybe not all of them. People think that Benjamin Netanyahu is an evil individual. They're mistaken. Benjamin Netanyahu is an individual who has been put in place by God to protect God's plan with the Jewish people, to protect God's plan with the nation of Israel, a land that was given to the Jewish people at the time of Abraham. It's their land. Is Benjamin Netanyahu, is he fully aware of what he's doing? I believe so. Is the war that Israel is waging with the terrorists and the enemies, is it a holy war? Is it a righteous war? Yes, it is. Is there such a thing as righteous wars? Yes, there are. A righteous war is when a nation is being attacked by a neighboring nation or other nations somewhere in the world, and they're fighting to exist. That's a righteous war. So Israel's war right now is righteous. The whole world is attempting, or there is hatred internationally against the Jewish people, against the nation of Israel. America is not excluded. It's not just the nations in the Middle East. It's not just the Arab people. It's a hatred of people in every nation that hate God, that hate the Christian people, that hate the Jewish people. Coming back to 24 years of Barack Obama being in a position of authority openly or in a hidden way in the United States of America. It is in the Bible. You can't deny it. He tried to do everything from behind the scenes using continuity of government or the senior executive services, intelligence agencies, to interfere with Donald Trump's policies, and to some degree they were effective. But then, using Joe, who is not the real President Biden, to continue to protect the globalist plans. And the globalist plans are really his own plans to rule the world and to become the first ruler of the whole world. Solo. It's the day after Thanksgiving. What a Halloween story, huh? I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. 1 John 4:16 says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." That's who God is. His love for us is boundless. It is incomparable and incomprehensible. And it is demonstrated in the sacrifice on the cross by his Son for our sins. And Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from that love. "For I am sure," Paul says, "that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Come explore this love with us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Yep, America's had a spell. We've had a spell. We've been under a spell. Lying deception. What we believe to be true is deception. Yes, this country has been ruled by wealthy families, powerful families. But there was one individual who they did not, He's kind of the Jack Reacher, the one they didn't see coming. Name was Donald Trump. It would be absolutely fantastic, fabulous, great, wonderful if he could resume power again. It would be for the American people great, a wonderful thing. For the people of the world, absolutely great joy to the world, or great news to the world, not joy, just news. Because he would keep us out of war. I don't think the conscription for the youth of America in 2025, I think he would put an absolute kibosh on the plans of these despots that want continuous war. And I think he might just go ahead and rescind the mandatory draft for the youth, conscription, enlistment, having to register for this coming draft. I wish that were the case, but Donald Trump, according to what I presented here for this whole hour, the individual who basically will be in power for 24 years from 2008 to 2032, the time of Christ, the year that Christ returns, late in the summer, early fall, he will be in the politics of America and a great negative influence globally. You know, the second hour is coming. So don't take a break. Splash your face with water so you can make sure you're awake. And I'll continue to present the rest of the story in the second hour. So what is the rest of the story? Paul Harvey's not here, but I'll just fill in for him for another hour. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes